War has always brought chaos, and with it, an opportunity for pillage and plunder. This was especially true during World War II, when countless pieces of priceless art, artifacts, and other treasures were destroyed and spirited away from both Europe and the Asia-Pacific. Nazis, in particular, systematically looted cultural property from museums, private homes, and royal palaces. Some of it to help Adolf Hitler build his supposed Führer Museum, but other armies carried away their own spoils as well. When the war ended, tales of real and imagined lost treasures blend together, especially when it came to rumors of stolen Nazi gold. Some of the items on the list are more verifiable than others, but all of them have motivated treasure hunters to seek them out. The first one, which I didn't really know a lot about, is Yamashita's gold. Yamashita Tamaki, I hope I got that right, I don't think I did, was a general in the Japanese Empire who defended Japan's occupation of the Philippines in 1944 and 1945. According to legend, he also carried out orders from Emperor Hirohito, the Prime Minister of Japan, to hide gold and treasures in the tunnels in the Philippines, booby trapped with trip mines, gas canisters, and the like. The plan apparently was to use the treasures to rebuild Japan after the war. Since then, there have been many claims about where the gold ended up. In the United States court case, a Filipino locksmith named Rogelio Roxas claimed he discovered some of the hidden gold in the 1970s, and that the Philippine dictator Fernando Marcos later sent strongmen to steal it from him. The legend also prompted treasure hunters to hunt for Yamashita's gold in the Philippines that continues to this day. That is crazy. Think about it. People are still looking for that to this day. The second on this list is the Amber Room. Designed in the early 18th century, the Amber Room was an ornate set of floor-to-ceiling wall panels decorated with fossilized amber, semi-precious stones, and backed with gold leaf. In 1716, Prussian King Frederick William I, gifted the panels designed to cover 180 square feet to Russian Emperor Peter the Great as a symbol of Prussia and Russia's alliance against Sweden. When the Nazis invaded the Soviet Union during Operation Barbarossa in 1941, the Amber Room occupied a chamber at the Catherine Palace in the Russian town of Pushkin. Believing the room to be German art that rightfully belonged to them, Nazis disassembled the room. Wait, first of all, I know Prussia is like Germany, but no, it does not belong to them. Prussia gave it to the Russians, so they deserve it. See, there's a lot of things that the Nazis did that was not right. But then some people may say it did some good too. It's just a lot of it we'll never know. But let's get back to the story. The Nazis disassembled the room and shipped it to a castle museum in Königsberg, Germany, now Kaliningrad, Russia. Oh, so like they took over the territory. Okay, now I get it. In 1944, Allied bombing destroyed the city, the Castle Museum, and likely at the Amber Room as well. But that has not stopped treasure hunters from trying to locate the lost room. Hey, I would have been looking for it too. Yes, I would have, if I knew where to look. One of the most mythologized types of World War II treasure is stolen Nazi gold. Everybody wants stolen Nazi gold. But in 1943, during the German occupation of Tunisia, I think that's what it's called. I've heard about that a lot. And like with Eisenhower and Rommel, they fought over there, yeah. And Nazis reportedly stole a large amount of gold from the Jewish people on the island of Derjba. They shipped the gold to Corsica, an island between the coast of France and Italy. But it allegedly sank on a stretch of Corsica to Germany. Sorry if I don't get the names right. I'm so sorry. This rumored treasure is often known as Rommel's Gold. After Aaron Rommel, a Nazi general who led campaigns of terror against Jewish people in North Africa. Even though Rommel probably wasn't involved with this particular theft, in any case, the legend has both motivated real and fictional treasure hunters. In Ian Fleming's 1963 James Bond novel on Her Majesty's Secret Service, two divers are supposedly killed while searching for Rommel's treasure. If it's on James Bond, it's pretty big. Okay, so then we're going to talk about the Peking Man fossils. Peking Man fossils. Not all lost World War II treasures are man-made. In September 1941, China sent 200 early human fossils to the United States to keep them safe in case Japan invaded. Yet these Peking Man fossils, as they were known, never arrived. Some have speculated that the fossils were destroyed. Others have found hope that they're still around. In 2012, researchers suggested it may have been buried at a former U.S. Marine base in China and covered by an Assaw parking lot. Fortunately, Chinese researchers may have casted the fossils before they disappeared, so scientists can still study them today. Okay, I wonder how much that is worth. I really do. Huh, what? It's probably worth about, I'm guessing right now it's about $5 million. Because that's what I'm guessing. But I may be wrong, because you never know. I know I've been cracking up a little bit in this podcast, so I'm so sorry. I know I've been a little bit unintelligible, but I'm so sorry. Because it's just that my throat's been hurting, yeah.